We love you. Well, it's time once again for New Year's resolutions. How many of you have made or are planning to make resolutions for 2022 or even just setting some goals? I know there are many hands up out there as well. Well, whether we formally state it or not, most of us have some awareness of what we would like to do differently or how we would like to be different in the coming year. And my question is, where does that awareness come from? Right? Like, who or what is telling us how we need to change? Oh, you might say, easy. My partner is telling me how to change. My children, my boss, my colleagues, my doctor, my therapist, my conscience. But I think that the true direction for our own growth and evolution comes from our own divine wisdom. It comes from the presence of God within us. You see, our higher self knows what we need to stop doing and what we need to start doing. It sees all of the ways that we hold ourselves back, that we block our good, that we get in our own way. Our divine self observes what is working in our life and what isn't. You know, we say we are spiritual beings having a human experience. The spiritual side of us is trying diligently and consistently to steer our stubborn, ego-driven human self in the right direction. And it does this in many different ways. You know, anytime you have the thought, well, my heart is telling me something, or my gut instinct is, or this just doesn't feel right. You have any of those experiences, you can be sure that your higher wisdom is speaking to you. And if at any time you have this sudden flash of insight or realization and you suddenly know exactly what to do, it feels right through every cell of your being, you have been blessed with divine guidance. You see, God in us, our higher self, whatever you like to call it, has much to tell us if we will just listen. More often we don't listen, do we? We're very busy people. Right? We're too busy to tune into the presence of God within us to discern our future direction or adjustments we need to make in our lives. We're too busy to check that out, or we may do some attunement inside and not really like what we hear. Right? We might get some direction like, well, you could forgive that person, or you know, maybe be a little bit more loving or kind, maybe get a little more exercise, maybe meditate. Da, da, da. As soon as you start hearing these things, you're like, la, 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 I can't hear you. Because it's so much easier to just keep on keeping on, isn't it? It's so easy to just keep being who we've always been, keep doing what we've always done, even if we don't particularly like the results. But friends, God isn't going to let you go that easily. You see, this divine presence in you that is truly who you are. It has bigger plans for you. It has bigger dreams for you. It has a more expanded view of who you are. It knows who you most truly are and all that you can be. This divine presence in you, the God in you, loves you and is pulling for you. It knows the desires of your heart, and it wants you to have them. Not only does this higher self in you see your possibilities, it knows how to get there, and it is trying to tell you. In 2004, I was living in Portland, Oregon. My son Ben was away at college. My daughter Emily was still at home. She was in high school. I had a great job, had great friends, and a deepening spirituality through my church, Unity of Portland. And one day, I was actually the board president at Unity of Portland in 2004, and one day on a Sunday after church, we had a town hall meeting. And I found myself speaking to the congregation, giving an update on what was going on, and at the end of it, I just expressed how much I loved our church and how much I love Unity. And what came out of my mouth was, unity is what I want my life to be about. Ooh, when I said it, I just felt it. I felt the truth of it. Now count with me as I go through this story, the many different ways Spirit showed up after that to direct my course. So about 2 months later, the minister at Unity Portland pulled me aside, and it was after a church one Sunday, and he goes, Paula, you and I should talk sometime. I said, great. This is Reverend Dick Everts. I said, great, Dick, what do you want to talk about? And he said, you. I said, okay. All right, what about me? And he looked right at me, and he said, your desire to be a minister. And I laughed, and I looked at him, and I said, Dick, I never said I wanted to be a minister. And he just smiled with a twinkle in his eye and said, I know. And at the time, it felt preposterous. I'm like, really? I just don't see myself doing that. But he had planted a seed, and that was the first time Spirit showed up to guide me on that path. The second time is 2 years later, when my corporate job was eliminated, and my daughter Emily had decided she was going to go to college at University of Missouri, which is about an hour and a half drive from Kansas City. I was casting about, what am I going to do? Where am I going to get work? How am I going to handle this? And one day I have this flash of insight, as clear as a bell. I want to move to Kansas City and go to ministerial school at Unity Village. Whew, it just came over me. But it had that same ring of truth. That was number two. And then once I had made that decision, all manner of things started to line up, the synchronicities, the right people, the right resources. That move was complex. I'd lived in Portland for 27 years, but it was easy because I was in that divine flow. That was the third time. When I got to Kansas City, I had the longing to go to ministerial school, but I needed a job. I needed income. I couldn't afford ministerial school. And I was blessed to get a job at Unity Village in Kansas City. Here's a picture of it. That's the aerial view of the campus. And on one side of the campus are the administrative offices. So my office was right there. And then over here was the ministerial school, getting closer and closer. So I was over there doing my corporate job. About 3 years into the job, I had occasion to go sit in on a ministerial class one day. I was invited to come and sit in. I was overseeing communications and publishing, and they were talking about publishing. So I went over there. When I got back to my office, I was in tears because I knew with every fiber of my being I was supposed to be in those classes. That's where I really belonged. That was the fourth signal. I could no longer deny what my heart was telling me. I went to the CEO, and I said, I've got to go to ministerial school. We worked it out. She said, okay, go ahead and go part-time, and you can continue to do your corporate job. And then she said, and oh, by the way, since you're on the executive team, you'll be getting free tuition. And that was five. So you know the rest of the story, obviously, because here I am. But you know, when I look back over that string of events, I'm just incredulous at how Spirit was just kind of guiding me, right? Things were working out. The right people were showing up. The timing was perfect, all of that, because I had said yes in my heart. And I was following as I was led. Well, that's my story. Of greater importance today is your story. How many different ways is Spirit speaking to you? What are you ignoring or not hearing or pretending not to hear that your higher wisdom is trying to tell you? You know, chances are, if your awareness were opened up and you were truly listening, that there would be signs and messages all over the place. You would suddenly see them so clearly about what is your next step, because your true calling doesn't stop calling you just because you aren't listening. You know, when we say true calling, it sounds like we're talking about our perfect profession or job or career, which is kind of the story I was sharing. But I think of it this way: your true calling is really your truth calling. It's your inner truth urging you to be honest with yourself, to take stock of your life, to really honor what your heart is telling you and move in those directions, to be willing to learn and to grow and to persevere and to overcome and to be truly all that you can be. That inner urge can be very subtle changes. It doesn't have to be big, but it puts you in the flow. And once we get in that flow, once we honor that call of the divine wisdom within us, it's astounding how things begin to coalesce. Is it not true? Have you not had this happen in your life? That when you say yes with your heart, suddenly the way is made clear. You feel like you're in this, almost this whooshing sound of a divine flow going forward. Things fall into place as your resistance drops away. It is an astounding experience. And the very first step is tuning into our own innate divine wisdom. And that is what our white stone ceremony today is all about. It is all about turning within to hear what Spirit is saying to us individually. So here's how it works. We take a few moments. We'll do this in a little while. We take a few moments in meditation to attune to what we might call the still small voice within us, the presence of God within us. And then we listen for guidance on what word, or can be a couple of words, represent our highest intention for the new year, our highest intention, the direction that we want to go, the quality we want to embody and express more than any. Usually we come up with one or two words that represent the changes we want to make in our lives. We write those on our white stone. You all should have received a little white stone and a pencil when you came in today. You write it on there and keep that as your touchstone for the coming year, a reminder of who you are being called to be. And for those of you who are watching at home today, I know that you probably don't have a white tile or a white stone to write on. And what I would invite you to do is to go through the process with us and just write your word or words on a piece of paper. And when you can get to church, we have a white stone for you. In fact, we have a lot. We have a lot more than the number of folks who were able to be here in person today. And during the regular church operating hours in the coming week, we'll put a basket out on the bench in front of the church with the white tiles in it. You just come by at your convenience and safely get one for yourself and put your word or words on there. So where did this even come from? The white stone ceremony basically traces back to Revelation 2:17, which says, "Let anyone who has an ear listen to what the Spirit is saying to the churches. To everyone who conquers, who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna. And I will give a white stone, and on the white stone is written a new name that no one knows except the one who receives it." So essentially, it's talking about when we conquer our limiting thoughts and error beliefs, we will receive manna, our spiritual nourishment, to live the life that we've imagined. The white stone traces back to the time of Jesus, and I love the symbolism of it. So when a prisoner was released from prison or bondage of any kind back in his time, he was given a white stone, and it symbolized that he had done his time and paid his debt. He'd been released, and he was now deserving of all the rights of a free man. So that stone indicated he was free. And it indicates the same thing for us. It symbolizes our freedom when we release the bondage of our false limitations, our old beliefs, our outworn ways, our error thinking, these thoughts that have been sort of cluttering up our mind. They've been for us like a kind of prison. To break free of those, we set our direction in concert with our internal guidance. And the word of words we're guided to write on our white stone represent for us a new identity, a new name, so to speak. Might not be, you know, Bob or Tom or Jill or something like that, but it's a new identity for us. It's what and who we are growing into, a new higher realization of the I am, an awareness of our God self. We might even say we are made new. So another interesting point for those of you who have your white stones this morning, they actually came from the Holy Land. And the stones are made by a company called Jerusalem Stone, which cuts them from natural white stone imported from Hebron, Israel. How beautiful, isn't it, to feel that connection with history and place? It is upon these stones that you'll write the word or words you receive from Spirit today. So, I invite you now to prepare for this journey to discover your true calling, your truth calling. What will 2022 look like as you follow the call of Spirit within? Consider that white tile that you're going to write on as being like a blank canvas for the year ahead that you are now ready to set an intention for. So with that, let's take some time in meditation. I invite you to get very comfortable in your seat. Close your eyes and breathe. Big deep breath in. And let it go. And breathing in a sense of ease and relaxation. And breathing out peace. And just give yourself over to the perfection of this now moment. Take a moment to behold the divine order that has unfolded in your life, up to and including now. Consider that you have been brought to this point in preparation for what is next. Breathe deeply once again, acknowledging that the old has passed away, every event, circumstance, relationship, all the twists and turns of your life, every challenge, every encounter, everything in your life has served a purpose. You are now at a turning point, ready to be set free from anything that might bind you. You are ready to let it go, to get out of the way of your good coming forth, and to be set free into the best year of your life. Gently now bring your attention to your heart space. And feel the great warmth and love of Spirit there. Open yourself to that love as you begin to listen for guidance. Who are you being called to be? What words or word express Spirit's highest intention for you? Breathe and ask. Ask, what is the most helpful quality, word, or identity for you to grow into in this new year? Breathe, stay with it, and listen for a few minutes in the silence. slowly, very slowly, begin to bring your attention back to the present and to this room. And when you are ready, when you feel so led, write on your white stone the quality, word, or words, or identity that came to you through this exercise as your intention for 2022. If you did not receive a clear message today, please know this is an exercise you can continue at home until you receive the guidance that you are seeking. And as you hold your white stone from the Holy Land in your hand, know those of you who've written on it that you've written a word that is very personal to you. Imagine Spirit has written this very same word on your heart. And I invite you to put your stone someplace where you can see it every day. Know that it has come into your awareness to be lived into being, not just for this exercise today, but along with being given the guidance, you've been given all the internal resources to bring it into manifestation. This is your direction. It's to be lived, expressed, and embodied as you. So prepare to act on it. I brought along a little video this morning to cheer you on. It speaks about New Year's resolutions, but it applies just as well to our white stone.
I have a problem with New Year's resolutions, not because they often fail or because they're too difficult, and not because I'm bad at them either. I mean, I've only been alive for 4 new years. No, I have a problem with resolutions because people think that that's it. It's for one time to change. Now, don't get me wrong, we definitely all need change. I have no idea how to ride a bicycle, and my little brother has no idea what a toilet is for. And some of you, yeah, you probably should get out of the house more. But one big solution probably isn't going to do it. Sorry. So now what? Flush your resolutions down the toilet for one my little brother can't use? Of course not. Keep your resolutions, but go easy on yourself. Will you change? Maybe, but probably won't happen in one big moment. It'll happen in thousands of little moments. Every time you choose to forgive or slow down, or be grateful, or stay calm, each little moment that you choose what's right instead of what's easy, faith instead of doubt, love instead of hate, that's where the change happens. Even if you fail 1 or 2 or 30 times, it's okay. You've got thousands of more little moments ahead of you. You'll get better. So happy New Year, God bless, and I'm off to ask my dad to get a bike, even though or a pony. Bye.
There's a budding minister, wouldn't you say? Today you've taken a first step in creating a new you for the new year. And really, it's up to you what you create in 2022. Is it going to be the same old you in 2022? Or is it going to be dreams come true in 2022? Let your white stone and your inner wisdom be your guide. Thanks, you guys. Hey, was anybody surprised today when your word came to you? Did anybody start out with a different word and have a different one come to them? That happened to me up here. Shocked the heck out of me. It was great. All right. Well, thank you and Happy New Year again.